The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
Great song, huh? We're listening to the Trump Phenomenon, folks. I'm James Kelso, the host, and this is our Monday night show. We're on for 1 hour, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And so glad to have you here. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Love to take your call. The show is always live. We only skip one day, Saturday. Come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Today is August 12th. 2019, and we'll spend the next 60 minutes getting up to speed on what the speediest guy in politics has been doing for the last 24 hours. this is a new thing, is it not? A new phenomenon where you can just check in on somebody. In this case, our president, by just picking up his Twitter account. Even though this is an enemy site, Twitter hates Donald Trump. They hate you. But how are they going to... Well, Donald Trump does believe they are censoring him. They are clipping his wings. They are reducing his traffic, reducing his views, making it interfering with the growth of his follower base, which is 63 million. And his most recent tweets, let's just take a look here, refresh that again and see what the latest tweeting is. Tweeting and retweeting. So we've got some retweets to wade through first, and then I guess I don't post on Twitter, but I guess you can pin things at the top of your Twitter page. So I'll skip through some of that and get down to looks like his most recent tweet is about 3 hours ago. That is an original, not retweeted tweet. Some of these retweets might be more recent. Let's look here, go down a little further. There's a tweet 5 hours ago and others. Always a bunch of tweets on any day. So we'll take a look at what the president's doing. We'll also take a look tonight at our usual favorite news source, Breitbart. And here's the their headline is Jeffrey Epstein used bedsheet to hang himself. And the most interesting testimony I saw on that today was on Fox, the fellow who's covering for Tucker Carlson. Name escapes me for the moment. We all know him. He's really good. And he had on as his guest a doctor, and I've forgotten his first name, Dr. Siegel, medical doctor, who said that everything about the Epstein case is very, very hard to believe. Very incredible, hard to believe, very weird. Something's wrong here. He said, for example, and this is very persuasive to me. This is why I say it was important testimony to me, because he is a doctor, knows what he's talking about. He's not a layman like me, just with a peanut gallery opinion. He said, a psychiatrist is not, repeat, not going to take Jeffrey Epstein off of a suicide watch. And he said, that is required. There's no way he gets off a suicide watch unless a psychiatrist specifically takes him off. And he said, that, folks, he said, that just is not, that could not have happened. He said, no doctor would do that. No doctor, he said, in my whole career and my whole experience, I've never seen anything like that. So right there, there's something incredibly fishy. Then fishy item number two, on which, again, Dr. Siegel would be an authority. He says, you're not going to hang yourself with a bed sheet. If you're in a suicide watch or a maximum in the hole, he said, you're not given sheets with which you can hang yourself. He said, you're given paper sheets and paper clothing that cannot support any weight and with which you cannot hang yourself. He said, also in such a cell, there is no fixture from which you could, if you had materials from which you could be suspended that would hold your weight, there is no fixture to which that could be attached. So he said, that's, so there are three unexplained items there. And here it is, that they're saying he hung himself with a bedsheet. And on it goes. So we'll see what the now. So that's interesting. Another news item I really liked today was Bill Barr, a guy I'm liking more and more, Attorney General, Donald Trump's pick, one of his very best picks of all of his picks. And we'll talk also tonight, we'll talk about one of his worst picks, which is Anthony Scaramucci, who lasted only 11 days. So that was the Scaramucci episode today is interesting. But Bill Barr went on TV in a very forceful manner, said, anybody who is a party to this RICO action, racketeering influenced corrupt organization, that was one of the charges brought by the prosecutor in New York against Epstein, is RICO. And that leaves that the case doesn't die now. With the RICO charge, everybody who's in that RICO is still there, even when Epstein exits stage left. So, and Bill Barr said today, all of you other people, unnamed co-conspirators or defendants, you cannot rest easy. Those are his words. And to the victims and the plaintiffs, he said, you will get justice. The case will not be dropped. We will go get the people involved. You will get justice. Those are wonderful words. Those might as well have come right from the mouth of Donald Trump. Bill Barr is doing a very good job of being the attorney general that Donald Trump hoped he would get. So that's very good. Then let's see, we mentioned Scaramucci. And we talked about this on the show yesterday, where Donald Trump lowered the boom on Scaramucci as being somebody who just wants to be on TV. Well, then Scaramucci comes back today. Well, this was cute. Why Scaramucci? He says Donald Trump, he reveals himself to be the anti-Trump man he always was. And it turns out that he, before Donald Trump got on the winning path, Scaramucci, before he jumped onto the Trump train, supposedly, he was a Romney man and he was anti-Trump. He was bashing Trump. Well, he's returned Those are his true colors. And so today he was bashing Trump, saying he shouldn't even be the Republican nominee in 2020. Boy, that is, boy, I don't even know if Joe Scarborough's gone that far. Shouldn't even be the Republican nominee in 2020. So Scaramucci may have just basically ejected himself from the game. Anyway, so all that's interesting stuff today. You're welcome to call in on that, your thoughts on that and anything else. I'm just looking at the Breitbart at the top of Breitbart right now. FBI raids Epstein's Island. Joe Biden pledges to eliminate all of Trump's tax cuts. Boy, does this guy have an ability for shooting himself in the foot. here's a good one. Here's a good one. Now, Beto O'Rourke is hardly worth talking about now because I don't think, is he going to make it into the next debate? He's polling. I don't know. He is apparently very unappealing, even to demon rats. He's only polling at something like 1%? So he just, the bottom dropped out for him. But here he is. He put up a YouTube of himself changing a tire by the side of the road. Polling right about 1% nationally, presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, and of course, he should be known as Patrick O'Rourke. And I love what Donald Trump wrote in his tweet, where he said, Beto O'Rourke trying to appear Hispanic with the name Beto, which is, I guess, from Roberto. Robert Patrick, is that name, or is it Patrick Robert O'Rourke? Turned up the heat on his connection to the working class by posting a video of himself changing a tire without any assistance from the folks at the Automobile Club. Boy, is he one of us? Remember the other video he posted of himself having his teeth cleaned? Here's another one. He's apparently posted one of his barber. And his barber is of some ethnicity other than European. So that's important to get that feature in there. He gets haircuts from non-Europeans. Oh, here's a picture of me in the dental chair. Here he is showing himself just in a coach class seat in a traveling by airplane. Then he likes to run by the side of the road. So he'll run for hours. And here he is, maybe eating donuts. Boy, he's just like us. And the more headlines. Disgruntled, their headline at Breitbart, disgruntled troll, the mooch, Anthony Scaramucci. He says that Trump incites hate, which incites death threats. Oh boy, I'll tell you what. Loyalty, ain't it beautiful, Anthony? Here's a nice one. Trump overhauls endangered species protections. That's interesting. I haven't even looked at it. Don't know what it is. Don't know where he went with that. Three big questions about Jeffrey Epstein's wealth. Headline over at Breitbart. See, they and just a few others are the only ones actually gathering news and investigating stories. The mystery poses a new challenge. How do you freeze assets and preserve wealth for his alleged victims when so little is known about the sources or locations of his wealth? Now, by the way, I'll throw that out there. You know, one of the possibilities, one of our callers yesterday, I think, mentioned it, and I concurred. A distinct possibility is that Epstein's job in running his private island was to gather blackmail material over critically important powerful people in the world, so that somebody at the state actor level could control those people. Or, yes, exert blackmail over them. And Epstein may have been, in effect, an operative working on behalf of some state agency. CIA is a possibility, Mossad is a possibility, and there could be others. But when you talk about the sources of his wealth, that would kind of explain that mystery a little bit. And I speculated yesterday, why would looking at motives for things, why would you run an island committing constant crimes on this island that it really expose you terribly to being jailed? What would be the thrill in it for Jeffrey Epstein? Flying out really powerful people, and you know, it sort of looked like it was basically amounted to underage sex provided to very powerful people. And that's it. Just do that over and over again, thousands of times. And then what? Then do what? I mean, that's like a perfect. Isn't that what intelligence agencies at their worst do? Set people up like that, blackmail them, film them. See, that would be the other thing. If he's got his own island, his own location, this would be the way an intelligence agency would work. Maintain complete control of the situation and the scene so that you can control the outcome and you can prevent anything from going completely haywire. So would you have the ability to film and record everything that occurs on your own island? Would you have the ability to document the arrival and departure of every person? It would be perfect. And then you put all of that in an enormous file, which must exist somewhere. Surely all of that exists. So where is that file? Where are all those thousands of hours of video? They're somewhere. Somebody has possession of them. And are they still potent? Blackmail? The departure of Jeffrey Epstein doesn't change that. So there's a bombshell of information, blackmail, still out there in the hands of someone. And it actually, all of that fits state actor rather than private individual, mysterious billionaire private individual being the whatever, the guy serving up thousands of crimes, all of which would completely expose all of his wealth. Doesn't make sense. Attorney General William Barr said on Monday, today, the death would not halt the investigation. And any co-conspirators should not rest easy, he says. The victims deserve justice and they will get it. I believe him, the way he said that. He watched his face. Some of the victims are filing civil suits against the estate. And it's likely that federal prosecutors will file cases for civil forfeiture against the estate's assets. Tracking down his wealth and preserving it may be difficult. How much wealth did Epstein have? Well, they're trying to guess here. He owns a huge mansion in Manhattan, a private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I didn't know that. I thought it was in the Bahamas. So it's further out there. It's further away. It's in the Virgin Islands. So I guess he's technically still in U.S. territory. An enormous ranch in New Mexico, apartment in Paris, home in Palm Beach, two private planes. New York Times estimates his real estate alone worth about $200 million. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Bye. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
We're back, folks.
Big Bad John.
And the, I'll tell you, though, the Epstein thing, I just read an article on Epstein on Breitbart. And this guy, the mystery grows. How he acquired his wealth is very mysterious. He worked for Bear Stearns. I don't think he graduated college. He had a strange relationship with one person named Wexner, who was very, very wealthy. And Wexner turned all of his wealth over to control by Epstein, and nobody knows why. But he just, in one fell swoop, Epstein thereby became very wealthy. This was one guy saying, "Here, here are the keys to my castle. You control it." College dropout from a middle class family in Brooklyn, Brooklyn's Coney Island. He became a math teacher at Manhattan's elite Dalton School. He got a position at Bear Stearns when one of the parents at that school was impressed with Epstein's abilities. That's it. That's his story. And people aren't sure where his money is. So this is going to be, boy, this is going to be an interesting story. How much money? He himself estimated his worth at $500 million. But that was in a plea for bail. He estimated his own wealth at around $500 million. So you would assume he must have, that he's at least $500 million. He must have, since he's kind of crying there for bail, woe is me, that would be the lowest possible estimate on his wealth. That is far less than the billions he was said to have possessed prior to his arrest. This is back in 2007. Or maybe it's more recently. Okay, so interesting mystery there. I like the position of Donald Trump vis-a-vis Epstein. He threw Epstein's ass out of his club at Mar-a-Lago, and everybody who's anybody in the social circle in Palm Beach, that's where Mar-a-Lago is. That's that little tiny strip of island there off the intracoastal there, sticking out into the Atlantic. It's called Mar-a-Lago because Mar-a-Lago means in, what would it be, Italian? Mar, sea, a, to, lago, the lagoon, the intracoastal waterway. Both of them salt water, but the intracoastal has a very different sort of atmosphere since it's calm water from the Atlantic. And it's very thin. If you've ever been to Palm Beach, the little island is so narrow that you can walk across it in a short amount of time. And people's homes, as in the case of Donald Trump's, span the whole island. On one side, you can pull up your kayak on the intracoastal side of Mar-a-Lago. On the other side, on the Atlantic side, you can launch your kayak in the surf there, the gentle surf on the beautiful white sandy beach of Palm Beach. So anybody who's, all of the people there, they all know each other. They all go to each other's parties. Mar-a-Lago is a public, or, you know, not totally public. It's a private club, but everybody goes to it. And so the fact that Epstein was there is unremarkable. It doesn't imply any one billionaire neighbor attending an event at another billionaire neighbor's public event, semi-public event, is not remarkable in any way. What is remarkable is Donald Trump threw his ass off the property. And Donald Trump is, and his attorney general, Bill Barr, is going after Epstein, clearly. So it's beautiful. Let's look at some more stories here, and let's do what we always have to do, hit refresh on our favorite president and see what he has tweeted and retweeted in a matter of recent time. This was an important announcement today, a change in policy. I'll play the video that Donald Trump put up. Team Trump, writing on Donald Trump's behalf, says President Trump is ensuring that non-citizens do not abuse America's public benefits, or Americans, rather, public benefits. The public charge rule, that's what it's going to be called, the public charge rule will, one, protect public resources, two, encourage self-sufficiency, and three, preserve the social safety net. Yes, of course, these public charges invading our country, soaking up benefits designed for poorer Americans. Americans! Those are American tax dollars. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Taking a trip through the president's tweets today. There's a great tweet, don't let me forget it. A great retweet by the president of Rand Paul. And boy, do I like the camaraderie that's developed between Rand Paul and Donald Trump. That's really important. I hope that such a camaraderie with the father, Ron, will also ensue. Maybe Rand can rev that up from his dad. That's a real Ron Paul's revolution, very important precursor to the Donald Trump revolution. It's obviously the same people, to a man and to a woman. Those of us that were part of the Ron Paul revolution signed up on the Trump train. Ron Paul was a little bit reluctant to do so, but Rand Paul appears to have gotten on board. And so there's a great tweet from him today. Let's go to that. In fact, let's just go right to that. Where is he? Here he is. president retweets. This is Rand Paul speaking now, retweeted by the president. And again, as I said yesterday with the tweets that we highlighted yesterday, what makes these tweets earth-shaking is that the president retweeted them. As great a guy and as prominent as Rand Paul is, his audience on the president's Twitter account is 100 times or more, some huge multiplier greater. Rand Paul writes, why is the United States always stuck paying for everyone when prosperous nations don't pay their fair share? Richard Grenell, he's our ambassador in Germany, is absolutely right. Now, this refers to some news made today. Richard Grenell said, you know, hey, if Germany won't pay, maybe we should move our troops. And I think there are about 40,000 American military in Germany, 40,000, with a lot of civilian employees attached, and like 15,000. That's a lot of folks, and we're paying the tab on that. He said, so Grenell said, maybe we could move them to Poland. And the Poles immediately posted, hey, great idea, let's do it. Well, then various people in the lamestream media said that Grenell was just making it all up. It's a hoax. But no, it's not. The president backed him up. And here's Rand Paul backing him. Rand Paul says, Richard Grenell is absolutely right. We need to reevaluate commitments all over the world and decide what is best for America first. That's wonderful. See, there's no coincidence. It's no accident that Rand Paul repeats that phrase, America first. He says, Donald Trump has been doing this. Wonderful, wonderful. Now let's go to I'm going to go over to the page here and just tell you what's going on in Germany. Let's just look it up real quickly. We have 40,000 troops, military personnel in Germany. Kaiserslautern is the main location. 15,000 American civilians associated. Kaiserslautern. And I've never, when I was in Germany, I never looked over our presence there. Let's just see where the heck they are. Well, it would have been easy enough for me to just jump over the French border, and there's Kaiserslautern right there. Actually, that's part of Germany from which my middle name, Walruth, came, which is also where Trump's ancestors on his father's side, Fred Trump, his German ancestors are from that area of Germany along the Rhine River. And the area that's called the Rhineland Palatinate, or in German, Rhineland Pfalz. And some of my ancestors lived in a town in New York called New Pfalz, P-F-A-L-Z. And the ancestors of mine, and that continued on across the country. Ancestors of mine lived in Minnesota later, as they trekked westward in a town called New Ulm, on the Minnesota River in Minnesota. So, and there are, let's go back to the tweeting here. Here's another important tweet. This is Ken Cuccinelli, who is the head of United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, as a part of Homeland Security. Here he is making an announcement of this important upgrade in our immigration policy.
And President Trump has once again delivered on his promise to the American people to enforce long-standing immigration law. Today, USCIS, the agency I head as part of the Department of Homeland Security, has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States.
So if you want to get a green card, you have to meet certain standards and rules, and this is what the president has had to do. Absent any sane legislation from Congress because of the insane demon rats led by the insane Nancy Pelosi and the evil, maybe even more importantly, evil, there is no good immigration legislation coming out and none likely to come out. So what is the president left with? For all of you out there who are wringing your hands, why doesn't the president do something? He could fix this. Not so fast. All he has at his command are rules, orders, administrative procedures. And that's what he did today. That's what Ken Cuccinelli was announcing, a new rule that if you're going to get welfare from the U.S. government, you have to show certain things as a rule. So that in place of the law is what we need. We need to end chain migration. That can be done with a change in the law. We need to end birthright citizenship. That doesn't require a change in the law. That just requires an acknowledgement from Congress that the actual law of the land, the Constitution, and the 14th Amendment never proclaimed birthright citizenship. That just doesn't exist. Being born in the U.S. does not confer U.S. citizenship automatically. Congress simply needs to say that the practice of considering birth in the U.S. to confer U.S. citizenship is hereby ended. That's all they have to do. That could be done with a majority vote in Congress in, one day. House passes it, Senate passes it, bang. That's the law. And being born in the U.S. no longer. That could happen just like that. And that's probably the biggest thing. The biggest reform, the biggest improvement that could be done, a fix for the immigration invasion. Most nations, almost all nations, deny that being born in their country confers citizenship in their country. They don't do that. They're not that dumb. They're not such suckers. So it's a general practice around the world. If you want to be a citizen of a country, your parents have to be citizens of the country. And whether your parents, and that way, think about the logic of it. If mom and dad were traveling, when you were born, of course you're a U.S. citizen, even if they were outside of the United States. Why are you a U.S. citizen? Because it didn't matter where your mom and your dad were. They were on a cruise ship in the middle of the Pacific. It didn't matter. They're both U.S. citizens. So, of course, their children are U.S. citizens. And by contrast, when Mr. and Mrs. Illegal Alien have a child at County General Hospital in Los Angeles, that child's where are mom and dad from? If they're from Guatemala, that child's a Guatemalan. Duh. And if there's any confusion on that matter, that's for the parents to sort out back where they belong. Mom's from Honduras and dad's from Guatemala. Let them sort it out in Honduras and Guatemala. That person is not a U.S. citizen. That's an easy, but that's what Donald Trump has been advocating since day one of his presidency, since day one of his campaign. Those are the laws needed. But we're not going to get them from a demon rat Congress. So the president has to resort to orders and rules and what he can, and we have to go back to the ballot box in 2020 and hope that crazy people like Joe Biden, that's some more good news today. Joe Biden continues to stick his foot in his mouth, continues to say wonderful, wonderful things. Let me remember the quote. It's so good, it's worth committing to memory. Let me see, how does he say? We choose truth over facts. He said earlier, before that, he said, we choose science over fiction. Well, that's clever writing. We choose science over fiction. That's kind of, you know, that speechwriter stuff. And then he said something else. So we choose something else over something else. And then he capped it off with, we choose truth over facts. Oh, and then he had another winner in the last 48 hours where he said, let me see, try to remember he said, because what he said, the exact words are kind of important. He said, poor children are just as smart as white kids. Oh, the look on his face when those words came out of his mouth, and you could see him trying to inhale them back into his mouth. He had about a half a second there to think fast and try to patch up that sentence. Poor children are just as smart as white kids. Ooh, or he might have said intelligent, but I got it pretty close there. Anybody in the audience that has the exact quote, you can call us up and quote it, or I might find the audio and play it. But we can expect more of these gems from Joe Biden. And the well, let's connect that to our earlier thought, retaking the House of Representatives, which is the only way that things like birthright citizenship or chain migration or family reunification or refugee status, and so on, et cetera, can be fixed. And this will require the cooperation of the Republican Party. Donald Trump will have to continue his consolidation of his influence over the Republican Party, transforming it from the Rhino Party, which is what it was before Trump, into the real Republican Party, which it is becoming during and after Trump. So he chose a magnificent strategy not to launch a third party candidacy, which he considered. He talked about it. He chose the wiser course of winning as a path towards winning. The Patriot needs to take over one of the two parties that control the United States, and the obvious choice being the Republican Party. Those of you that are younger may not remember, how can you, that back in the 1950s, there were lots of white people in the Democrat Party. Lots. And they were able to elect people like Hubert Humphrey to the U.S. Senate and elect people like John Kennedy to the presidency. Harry Truman. That's when there were lots of white people in the Democrat Party. Then, as the social justice warrior assault on America accelerated, there was this massive white flight. Just as white folks fled the inner cities, which used to be white, young people can't believe that, the downtowns of every American city were completely white. Yes, not that long ago. Accompanying that white flight out of cities overrun with a non-European population was a white flight from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. So that that's what boy, how time flies. Let's go here over to our Breitbart headlines. Here we go. Michael Moore says, we must all join the U.S. fencer who knelt during the national anthem. This was at the Pan American Games. What a dope. What an idiot. A white guy. Looks like a white guy. Let me see what his name is. What a dope. Kneels during the national anthem. What's his name? Race Imboden. First name of Race. Kind of ironic. We'll be right back.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And wrap up with a couple of stories here. This fellow who knelt instead of standing for the national anthem at the Pan American Games, I think I just unlocked the mystery there. His name is Race Imboden. Just an ironic, his parents named him R-A-C-E. But here's what he had to say, and the key, I'll cut to the chase here. As a teenager, he took up the career of modeling. So that might be some clue as to what makes Race Imboden tick. And in his statement, he said this. He said, uh, uh, he He said, my pride in this victory has been cut short by the multiple shortcomings of the country. Racism, funny from a guy named Race, racism, gun control, mistreatment of immigrants, and a president who spreads hate are at the top of a long list that I chose. A long list. I chose to sacrifice my moment today at the top of the podium to call attention to issues that I believe need to be addressed. I encourage others to please use your platforms for empowerment and change. Well, you know, he's a career as a model, and he's, you know, he's quite a hunk, very handsome guy, redhead. So I don't know. That's a little clue to me is maybe what makes Race Imboden tick. A career in modeling is an unusual choice for most men. So we'll see if there's something to that. He's, let's see here, he's 6'2", 172 pounds, left-hander, and he's a fencer. Anyway, that happened, and Michael Moore, very excited about this. So the left continuing its social justice warrior, Trump derangement syndrome. Let's take one last look at the man himself before we depart today's show. We'll meet up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. And great, the president retweets Ronna McDaniel, one of the Romneys, but a patriot Romney, niece of Mitt. 2020 Democrats have been peddling their socialist policies, he writes today in Iowa, while ignoring something that would help all Iowans, and she's referring to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which the Democrats won't enact. The president needs them to enact it in the House. They won't do it. This is a hugely, hugely helpful improvement over NAFTA. And she writes, because all they do is obstruct Donald Trump. So, and as the president says, he's made this one of his signature phrases, so true. Oh, he's changing our language. Well, we'll come back for more tomorrow. And of course, the president will unfailingly, as he does, he will bring us more news, more good news than anybody could possibly cover. See you tomorrow night. Thanks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.